Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in tonight on Purpose Kingdom Network. This is our hour prayer. I am your host, Evangelist Trina Lindsay Harrison. Our goal here at Purpose Kingdom Network is to encourage the children of God and to win souls for the kingdom. Again, I want to thank you for tuning in. If you have a prayer request tonight, feel free to call in at 319-527-6091. You can press the number 1 and you'll be placed into the queue, or you can go to our website at www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. This is our 1,586th episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. We are so excited about what God is doing here on our network because we know people are being saved, people are being encouraged, people are being delivered and set free, people are being healed. It's not anything that we do, but it's by the power of the living God. So again, we want to again thank you for tuning in tonight. Let us pray. Oh God, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Father God, in the name of your dear Son, Jesus the Christ, we come boldly to your throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So we enter into your gates with thanksgiving. We enter into your courts with praise. We are thankful unto you, O God, and we bless your name. Great is your faithfulness, great is your loving kindness, and great are your tender mercies. We thank you that you are a good God. We thank you that you are the true and living God. We thank you that you are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, and the first and the last. We thank you, O God, for sending your Son, Jesus the Christ. Because of the shed blood at Calvary, we have a right to eternal life. And because we use the name of Jesus the Christ, and we believe that he is your Son, and we believe that he is the Lamb of God that take away the sins of the world, we have access to your throne. So God, we come tonight, O God. First of all, we humble ourselves under the hand of the Almighty God, that you may exalt us in due time. We cast all our cares upon you because you care for us. But God, first of all, Lord, we want to ask you that if we've done anything throughout the course of this day or throughout the course of this week, that you forgive us for our sins, O God. Because your word says in 1 John 1:9 that we confess our sins, that you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God, forgive us, Lord. God, we need you, Lord. God, if there's anything that will cause you not to hear our prayer tonight, let it go down under the blood of Jesus the Christ. If there's anything in our lives that will cause you not to move on our behalf, let it go down under the blood of Jesus the Christ. Because, God, we don't want anything to hinder your movement tonight, oh God. Not just tonight, but in our lives. Hallelujah. So, God, we come with one accord, God. We come in the name of Jesus because there's power in the name of Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. The name of Jesus gives us authority. It gives us power. Hallelujah. So we call, we come tonight, oh God, thanking you for another opportunity to call you Lord and Savior. We come tonight thanking you, oh God, for another chance to be in your presence. We come tonight, oh God, thanking you that we are still in the land of the living. Hallelujah. We come tonight, God, thanking you because we believe in your word. Hallelujah. We believe that Jesus Christ is the way to eternal life. We believe that you so loved us. Hallelujah. You sent Jesus Christ as a ransom for us. We believe it. Because we believe it, we are children of that. Oh, God. We are your children because we believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. So, God, we come tonight because you bid us to come. You said, my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, that you will hear from heaven, will forgive our sins and heal the land. So we're doing just what you told us to do, God. You said, men are to always pray and not lose heart. You said, first of all, God, that we are to pray for all men, for kings, and for those who are in authority. So, God, right now we lift up all our spiritual leaders before your throne. We lift up, God, the fivefold ministry, Lord. Oh, God. Your apostles, your prophets, your pastors, your evangelists, your teachers, oh God, your bishops, your deacons, oh God, elders, every spiritual leader around the globe that acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. God, draw every spiritual leader to you, Lord. Every spiritual leader who will love your appearing. Every spiritual leader who is in this race for your glory, for you to get the glory, for you to get the praise, for you to get the honor, God. Draw them closer to you like never before. God, your word says you give us shepherds after your own heart to feed your people with knowledge and understanding. They shall not be lacking, saith the Lord. God, get your glory in their lives, Lord. Elevate them for such a time as this. Let them feed the flock, the shepherd, with your word. Let them show the love of God. Don't let them move in partiality or in their flesh, but let them move in the power and the anointing of the whole of God. Oh, God, get your glory like never before. Time is winding up, oh, God. You don't want anyone to perish, but all come unto repentance. Have your way around the globe, Lord. Every spiritual leader, where they are weak, make them strong. Where they are torn down, build them up. Where they lack faith, help them to increase it by reading and hearing the word of God. When they need deliverance, God, you're able to deliver and set free. When they need a healing, God, Jesus Christ was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with this Christ, we are healed. God, heal their body, Lord. You are the greatest healer. You are the greatest physician. You can heal diabetes. You can heal high blood pressure. You can heal cancer. You can heal any sickness or disease, oh God. There is the balm in Gilead. Have your way, oh God. This is your time. You said where two or three are gathered in your name, that you are in the midst. So we believe that you are here. We believe that your ears are attentive to our prayer. We believe in God. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. For they that come to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Have faith in God. With God, nothing shall be impossible. God, we believe you to do the impossible over the airway, Lord. Everyone who's listening, you know what we stand in need of. Someone's in need of a healing. Someone's in need of deliverance. Someone's in need of joy. Someone's in need of peace, oh God. You're able to give the peace that surpasses all understanding. Oh God, there is a need. You said you'll supply every need according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Have your way, oh God. We want the body of Christ. Everyone who makes up the body, in the name of Jesus. God, be with every mother in Zion, Lord. Every mother who is weeping between the porch and the altar. Every father who's standing to death for their family, oh God. Remember the body of Christ. Oh God, have your way, Lord. Do what you want to do, because it's you that both to will and to do of your good pleasure in your people. Have your way, oh God. Help us to be still and know that you are God. Even what's going on around the world today, God, you see Ukraine. You know all about it. It's prophesied, but you still call us to prayer. Someone's mourning tonight, God. You are the God of all comfort. We demand joy for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Oh, God, have your way. In the name of Jesus the Christ. Have your way, oh, God. You say you will never leave us nor forsake us. You're with us always, even to the end of the age. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you. God, every earthly leader, we lift up every president, oh, God, every vice president, oh, Lord, every ambassador, every prime minister, every king, every queen. God, we lift up every continent, every country. We lift up the world, oh, God. For you so love the world that you gave your only begotten son. You're concerned about people. Have your way, oh God. Have your way, Lord. God, be with the homeless tonight. Oh God, be with those who are hungry. God, there's so much wealth in the land. No one should go to bed hungry, Lord. No one should be without shelter, oh God. For circumstances beyond their control, Lord, you're able to step in. God, you're able to touch hearts to give out of their bounty, oh God. Have your way, Lord. Be with the widows, the orphans, God. Oh, God. Lord, we lift up Israel before you, oh Lord. Have your way, oh God. As we're around your throne, as your children come before your throne, in the spirit of unity and faith, oh God. Have your way tonight. Oh God, be with the mental institutions, the hospitals, the prisons, oh Lord, the nursing homes. God, send someone to spread the gospel. Oh, God, those who are wrongfully accused in prison, Lord, let the DNA continue to show up and fight for them. Lord, even when they come out of prison, Lord, God, let them have a new mind, a new determination to want to be good citizens. But God, let them know as well that they cannot do anything without Christ. Hallelujah. God, we were the inner cities, Lord. Oh, God, all around the globe. Oh, God, you're moving, Lord. Oh, God, we praise you. God, someone who does not know where to go, who's about to give up, Lord, who's losing hope. Oh, God. God, you gave us power to bind. So, God, we bind the spirit of suicide. Jesus Christ came and may have life in them more abundantly. Oh, God. Someone's lost their mind, Lord, but you are a mind regulator. You can change the mind, oh God, that this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, stable. God, we stand in the gap tonight for people. We stand in the gap for Jesus Christ. You are the greatest mediator. You are the greatest supplicator, the greatest intercessor, but yet you still call us to prayer. Have your way, oh God. Someone needs you, Lord. Someone's at a crossroad. But Jesus, you said you are the door. Oh, God, send someone to minister. Make us meet for the master's use, oh, God. Oh, God, give us a heart desire to spread the gospel to the lost. You don't want anyone to perish, but all come unto repentance. Oh, God, have your way. Have your way, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you for hearing our prayer. We thank you for giving us a mind to want to meet on this hour and be with the saints of God. We thank you for giving us a mind to want to serve you, a heart that loves you, and a spirit of Christ, Abba, Father. We thank you. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. And great are your tender mercies. Oh, God, we thank you. We praise you. Thank you for hearing our prayer. In Jesus' name that we pray with thanksgiving, every heart that believes, every heart that's in agreement with the prayer and the word that was spoken, say amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, again, if anyone has a prayer request, feel free to call in at 319-527-6091. You can press the number 1 and be placed into the queue. Or you can go to the website at blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. We're going to now bring on our minister, Adrian Allen, to minister in song. Amen. Minister Adrian?
Hello?
Okay, I guess you,
hello.
Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah, we praise you, oh Lord. What a mighty God we serve. Well, I guess she's not ready to come onto the line. I do apologize for that. Okay, so we're going to continue on. Okay, I'm going to come from the scripture tonight. And our scripture is going to be found in 1 John. Our scripture is going to be found in 1 John, the 5th chapter. Just one moment. Okay, our scripture is in 1 John, the 5th chapter. I'm going to start at the first verse. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And it says, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him, that begot, loveth him also, that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, and we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven: the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth: the Spirit and the water and the blood. And these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, and witness of God is greater, for this is the witness of God, which is he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God has given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his word. Amen. I do apologize. I did not tell you that I was reading from the King James Version. Again, that was 1 John, the 5th chapter, verses 1 through 12. Now, I do believe that our minister, Adrian Allen, is now on the line, so I would like to bring her in to minister in song. Amen.
God sent his Son. They called him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. He lived and died to bind my poor heart, an empty grave is there my Savior lives, because he lives. I can face tomorrow, because he lives. All fear. Yeah. Because I know who holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. Because he lives, we can face tomorrow, because he lives. All fear is gone, because future, and the life is worth, and the life is worth, and our lives are worth the living just because he is.
Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Ada, for ministering in song. Because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Amen. So again, if you do want to call in with a testimony or a praise report or prayer request, feel free to do so at 319-527-6091 and press the number 1. You'll be placed into the queue. Amen. I'm going to go back to the scripture because whenever we're on the line, we do want to leave a scripture or the word. Because the word of God gives us strength, amen. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So again, I read the First John, the 5th chapter, verses 1-12. But I want to reference verse 12. It says, "He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life." So we can choose either life or death. It's up to us, amen. Now, we know the scripture found in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." Now, when we think about that word world, we can think about how we were in the world before we became born again or before we accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior. You know, we weren't even thinking about God. As a matter of fact, we were enemies of God. But yet God still loved us like he still loved the world today. But we often do not quote the 17th scripture of John 3. It says, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." So only through Christ we can have eternal life. You know, people, you might have heard there's many ways to get to God, but that's not so. It's not. Amen. So it says that in John, the 1st chapter, verse 12, he says, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." So in order for us to be children of God, we have to believe that Jesus Christ came into the world to save us. Amen? That's the only way we can become children of God. Now, if we're not children of God, we are children of Satan. And I don't say it. The scripture says it. It's found in John, the 8th chapter, verse 44. It says, "Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do." And then the 45th verse says, "And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not, then you are not my child." That's the scripture, amen. So, as I was saying, there's not many ways to get to God. There's only one way, and that's through his son, Jesus the Christ. Because it says that the scripture says, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved." He says that, "Verily, but I say unto you, that he that entereth not by the door, enter into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber." There's only one way to eternal life, and that's through Jesus Christ. We have a decision to make. We can choose life or death. There's not many ways to get to God. There's not. You know, it really angers me when people say that the world was made with a Big Bang theory, or that it's evolution. And we have yet, scientists have yet to prove that. You know, men was not created by ape. That's not so. Because if that were the case, why aren't we still seeing that today? Why aren't we seeing that ape are evolving into man? That's just not so. Amen. So again, There are a lot of theories out there. There are a lot of things that scientists are saying. There's a lot of things that the world is saying. But we have to believe in God. Amen. He, Jesus Christ, is our only way to eternal life and salvation. And then now we're talking about the world. But it says, who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. I just read that. Now, when you look at the world is doing exactly what it's supposed to do. Amen. And you know what? The world can be a cruel place without God. You know, we think right now that it's really, really bad. But can you imagine when the Holy Ghost or when the church leaves this earth? Oh, my God. That's why I'm urging everybody today, while they have breath in their body, when you hear the scripture being spoken, when the gift of salvation is being offered to you, you should accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, because you do not want the opposite. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Mm. You know, I was thinking about how I went to the store today, and I saw in 3 to 5 minutes, I saw rain. I saw hail. I saw the sun. I think I even saw a flash of lightning. Even nature tells you that there is a God. Oh, my God. God is moving. God, have your way, Lord. Have your way. So in John, the 16th chapter, it says, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. And the world ye shall have tribulation or trouble, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. You know, we as children of God, we are in the world, but we are not of the world. We are in the world. You know, our citizenship is in heaven, or it's of heaven. But while we're in the world, you know, we see a lot of things that may be troubling to us. You know, we see a lot of things that may affect us. You know, when I was thinking about how we are in the world, but we're not of the world, I'd like to use this illustration, if you allow me to. You know, I was when I was a child, you know, my dad used to always give us ice cream as a treat. And to this day, I love ice cream. And it has to be Napoleon, vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry, right? Now, when you put ice cream in a bowl, I still see those three flavors, vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry. And they're even touching each other, right? And even when ice cream melts, if it's in the bowl and it's still melting, you can still see those three flavors, vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry. But they're still touching, but they're still separate in their own flavor. Why am I saying that? But if you mix that up, which I do, I like to mix it up. And when I mix it up, all three flavors become one color, which is chocolate. Well, why am I saying that? Because when we are in the world, as children of God, we have to stand out. We cannot let the world get us troubled. We cannot let the world get us confused. We cannot let the world steal our joy. We cannot let the world steal our peace. We cannot allow it. But you know what? That is the devil's job. Because the word of God says that the thief cometh not, but to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Again, why did I use the illustration with the ice cream? Because if we allow the temptations of the world to ensnare us or entrap us, we lose our identity. But God doesn't want that to happen. But the enemy's job is to try to get us off course and try to steal our peace and to try to make us look at the situation or the circumstance that we may be facing. But the devil is a liar. Again, he comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. And Jesus said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. You know, the world makes you think that being born again or being saved or being a Christian, that you can't have fun, you can't enjoy life. But that's the exact opposite. That's the enemy that tries to come to make you ignorant about the things of God, and the devil is a liar. So when you look at the word abundantly, abundantly means exceeding, very highly, beyond measure, more, a quantity so abundant as to be considerably more than what one would expect or anticipate. Hallelujah. Oh God. God wants us to have an abundant life. He does. But I'm going to go back to verse 7 where I read. Again, this is the King James Version. It says, for there are three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, which is Jesus the Christ, and the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. These three are one. So they were in existence before the world began. Amen? And the beginning was God, and God was in the beginning. And we know how creation was made. We know it. That's why I talked about earlier the Big Bang Theory, our evolution. The devil is a liar. It says that God told the Godhead, let us make man in our own image and after our likeness. And we know that God breathed into man and became a living soul, Adam. Right? But we know the scripture, how that when Adam fell, okay, how Eve was tricked or beguiled by the serpent, which was the devil, and they ate of the forbidden fruit, and then sin entered into the world. We know the scripture, okay? And if you're not familiar with the scripture and you're listening for the first time, I encourage you to start reading the Bible, and we're going to send out the invitation to discipleship at the end of this lesson, okay, or this scripture. So it says, again, so it says, for these three bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And it says, and there are three that bear witness in the earth. Now, the reason I'm bringing this out, because it's troubling to the body of Christ when we are hearing that the Holy Ghost is not necessary today, and communion is not necessary today. The devil is a liar. The Word of God says, and there are three that bear witness in the earth, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and these three agree in one. Oh, my God. When we're talking about the Spirit, it's the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost is the regeneration of our souls. So it brings us back into right, it brings us back to God. So everything that Jesus Christ has, we inherit, okay, through the Holy Spirit and the blood and the washing of the Word. I'm gonna go over that as well. So again, the Holy Spirit is the regeneration of our soul. That's why the Holy Spirit is in the earth today. But there's gonna come a time where the Holy Spirit is gonna be lifted from the earth. Oh God. Oh, Jesus. And we think now, people are thinking now that this is hell. They don't even have a clue. So right now, the Holy Spirit is still in the earth in the children of God. And we do need the Holy Spirit. You know, so many, we're hearing about so many leaders that start out in the gospel. They're losing hope. They're leaving their church. They're leaving the pulpit because the enemy has deceived them. But we have to take heed because the Word of God says, he who thinks he stands, take heed lest he fall. So we have to stay in God. We have to stay connected to the Holy Spirit. We have to have the Word of God, which is the Word of God. So here, these three bear witness. The Spirit, which is the Holy Spirit, we need the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is our leader and guider into all truth. The Holy Spirit brings back things to our remembrance, what the scripture says. So again, we need the Holy Spirit. It also talks about the Word, which is, actually it says the water, okay, which is the washing with the Word of God. So the water here represents the salvation of Jesus for. It represents the salvation given by Jesus Christ, who is our Savior. So it talks about the purity and the power of God in the Word of God through Jesus Christ. Oh, God, we need the Word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The Word helps us hold on to our faith. And then it talks about the blood. Oh, my God, the blood. We need the blood of Jesus every day. I heard a pastor told me that she heard a pastor is no longer serving communion. The devil is a liar. They're saying that the blood doesn't work. The devil is a liar. The blood still works today. The blood is still crying out today. The blood cleanses us from all sin. We need the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. So the blood of Jesus that is shed at Calvary over 2,000 years ago was for us as a ransom. for us. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus did what the sprinkling of ram's blood couldn't do. It purged our conscience from dead works to serve the living God. We still need the blood, saints. We need the blood. The blood is still crying out today. It's still crying out. And I'm going to go down to, oh God, I praise you. Hallelujah. Why are we talking about this? Why did I bring this out? Because without God, without the blood, without Jesus Christ, we do not have eternal life. We have to hold on to the things of God. I don't even like to say hold on to anymore, because you know when you say hold on, you know, it's like we have a grasp, we have a grip on it, right? And we think that we got it. As long as we hold on to it, it's not going to go anywhere. But I heard a preacher say that we should cling to God. And when we cling to God, you know what? He is holding us when we cling to God. When we cling to God, he's keeping us. He's being our burden bearer. He's carrying us along this pathway of life. Hallelujah. When we cling to God. Oh, God, have your way, Lord. Have your way. So don't let the enemy deceive you that we don't need the Holy Spirit. The devil is a liar. The Holy Spirit is our seal until the day of Jesus the Christ. We still need the Word, which is the Word of God, which renews our mind to help us keep our faith in Jesus the Christ. Remember, faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. And we still need the blood. Those three agree as one in the earth today. And the scripture says at the end, he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son hath not life. I heard someone say, how does a loving God send someone into eternal damnation or hell? He doesn't. People will reject Christ. They send their own selves to hell. Because it said, if you don't believe that God sent Jesus Christ to redeem you from the curse of the law, then you're rejecting him. If you reject Jesus Christ, you're rejecting his Father. If you're rejecting his Father, you reject eternal life with him. Oh, God. We praise you. We honor you. Choose life today. Hold on, cling to the things of God. When we cling to God, he's holding us. Be deceived by the things that's going on in the earth today. Most of it's been prophesied anyway. It should be an encouragement to the children of God that the scriptures are true, that the word is true. Because you know what? One day God is going to crack the sky and Jesus Christ is going to come back. And the word says that those who are dead will be raised first and those who remain will be caught up in the air to meet the Lord in the air. Choose eternal life. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you for your word. He that hath the Son hath life, and he hath not the Son of God hath not life. God, we praise you. We thank you for your word, oh, God. We love you, Lord. We praise you. Now, there's no testimony today or no prayer requests today, so I'm going to go right into the call of salvation before we bring on Minister Rob or Pastor Toy to do the announcements. Amen. So if I had in church, which I didn't do a thing, the Word of God increases our faith. The Holy Spirit moves on our heart. I believe that the Word of God went out to do exactly what he wanted it to do. So I believe the Word of God encourages us today to hold on to our faith, because only our faith is going to sustain us through these times. Only us clinging to the Word of God and to the Holy Spirit is going to sustain us through these times. So if you heard the Word, and it pricked your heart, if the song that was sung ministered to your heart, If the prayer that went up pricked your heart to want to know the God that we talk about, a Purpose Kingdom Network, who is the true and living God, who is the Alpha and the Omega, who is the first and the last, if you believe that God is real and that he sent Jesus Christ as a ransom for you, that you may have eternal life, if you believe that, I ask you, I am pleading with you. Jesus Christ is pleading. God is pleading with you to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior so that you can have a better life. Hallelujah. Because if you don't know Jesus Christ and the pardon of your sin, you're headed for destruction. If you don't have the faith the size of a mustard seed and believe that God is real and Jesus Christ is coming back again, you're without hope. So I send out the invitation to you this evening because you cannot fix your life. You cannot deliver your own self. You cannot give your own self peace. You cannot give your own self joy. Yes, you can have happiness temporarily, but you cannot give yourself joy. Only Jesus Christ can give you joy. Only Jesus Christ can give you the peace that surpasses all understanding. But if you can do it in your own stead, God will not have sent Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if you are sick and tired of being sick and tired of trying to work things out on your own, because, see, I have news for you. You don't have the wisdom that you need to run your life. You don't have the wisdom that you need to run your household. You don't have the wisdom that you need to train and raise your children. You don't have the wisdom that you need, oh God, in any situation that you face. You may have a temporary fix, yes, but to have the fix that will give you the peace that surpasses all understanding, you need to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You often hear me say you are not smart enough to run your own life. You can get all the degrees that you want. You can get all the accolades you want from man, but only what you do for Christ is going to last. Yes, God. Hallelujah. So if you want to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I invite you to repeat after me. Because if you made a conscious decision to want to change in your life, you can now call God Father. You will now be a child of God. Father God, I come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ. I believe the word that was spoken, the scripture, he that hath the Son hath life. And he that had not the Son of God have not life. God, I choose life. Yay, God. Oh, Jesus. Jesus Christ, come into my heart. And I'll live for you. There might be someone in a backslidden condition. You can repeat it as well. Someone may have felt as though they messed up and they're tired of messing up, but you're still a child of God. You can ask God to forgive you for your sins and start over again, because that's the kind of God that we serve. He's got a mercy and grace, and it never runs out. So if you had a change of heart, and if you repeat it after me, you are now born again. God is now your Father. Jesus Christ is now your Redeemer. And the Holy Spirit is now your keeper and sealer until the day of Jesus the Christ, until his return. Welcome into the family of God. We encourage you to find a Bible teaching, gospel preaching of Jesus Christ in your neighborhood. We also encourage you to tune in on Purpose Kingdom Network whenever you can. Tell someone that you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Get into the scripture. Read the word, because that's where you get your strength. Fellowship with the saints of God, because that's where you get your strength. Amen? Now we're going to bring on our announcements. Hallelujah.
All right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank God for tonight's show. And real quickly, I go. This is the Private Purpose Kingdom Network, and we'd like to thank everybody for joining us for tonight's program, no matter where in the world you are. We appreciate your listenership and your support, and for those that share with their family member, we really appreciate that. And we're broadcasting live on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. Anytime we do a law, you can call in at 319-527-6091, and you can press the number 1, and you can talk to the host. We're also on Facebook, where you can just like us on Facebook at Purpose Kingdom on Facebook. You can see our upcoming shows and advertisements. And also, we do the time make announcements on that platform. Also, we're on Radio Co. at Purpose Kingdom. And also, we do have our own radio network at pkn.com. And there we broadcast 24 hours a day, gospel music, and from time to time, we'll rebroadcast of our shows. And anytime you want to hear any of our rebroadcasts, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. You can simply type in the order show name. You can hear that show in its entirety at your convenience. And we greatly appreciate that. Anytime you want to send us a message, you can send us a message at PurposeKingdomNet@gmail.com, where you can send comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or just send a prayer request. We gladly honor that. So we'd like to hear a praise report from here and there. And then now and then, we greatly appreciate that. And we greatly appreciate your support. So with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for Let's Talk About It. And that's going to be our trio of hosts of Mother Janice, Pastor Tylene, and Minister Allen. So once again, at the 9 p.m. hour, tune in to Let's Talk About It here on Purpose Kingdom Network. And it's going to be our host of trio of guests of Mother Janice, Minister Allen, and Pastor Daly. Okay, and with that, that's the end of the announcement. And I'm going to turn the broadcast back over to Evangelist Trina. And Evangelist Trina, I'm not going to forget about the chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry. When I next time I have ice cream of Napoleon with the vanilla, chocolate, and strawberries, remember what you were saying, what you're talking about. So once again, the program is back in your hands.
Okay, thank you, Minister Rob. Yeah, I like that. I love ice cream. Yeah, I like that. Okay, but I want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. You know, God is amazing. He's a great Father. As a matter of fact, He is the greatest Father. And Jesus Christ is our Savior and Redeemer. Amen. So we're going to close out in prayer. Thank you all for tuning in tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for your word, and we thank you for the bountiful blessing that you bestowed upon us, God. We just thank you for who you are. We give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory. Great is your faithfulness, great is your loving kindness, and great are your tender mercies. So we just thank you for what you're doing here at Purpose Kingdom Network. We lift up every host before you. We lift up the visionary Pastor Toy. We lift We lift up the panel, God. We ask that you continue to keep us covered under the blood of Jesus. We ask that you continue to let your angels encamp around about us, oh God, because, God, we don't want to be lost, oh God. We're not going to be lost because I speak this day that our faith will keep us until your coming. Hallelujah. So, God, we thank you, God. We tell your word, God, that all things, I don't care what's going on in the earth today, your word says true for your people, that all things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to your purpose. Hallelujah. God, we thank you for your word that we hid in our heart that we may not sin against you, Lord. And God, right now, God, I just want to lift up our family members before you, oh God. God, we lift up our spouses. God, we lift up our husbands, the wives, oh God, our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, our sisters, our brothers, God, our nieces, our nephews, our great-nieces, great-nephews, our cousins, even our friends, our co-workers. God, we lift them up before you. Hallelujah. Oh God. You don't want anyone to perish, but all come unto repentance. God, help us to be steadfast in our boldness to proclaim and preach the gospel, Lord. Help us to stand firm in the scriptures, oh God. Help us to everywhere we go to profess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, oh God. Oh God, we yield to you. Oh, God, greater is he who is in us than he that is in the world. God, help us not to be moved by what we see or hear, but help us to keep our eyes stayed on you. God, you said the race is not given to the swift, nor to the strong, but to the one who endured and saw the end. Hallelujah. Oh, God, have your way, Lord. Have your way, oh, God. Oh, God, someone's in need of a financial miracle, God. God, you said in your word, God, if we bring our tithes into the storehouse and we give, God, you said you will supply every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. God, even sometimes we don't have to give, but God, even if that we can give in other ways, Lord, we can give by praying, we can give by fasting, we can give by, witnessing, we can give by reaching out and showing the love of Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Someone stands in need of a miracle. Oh, God, I lift up Pastor Cooper before you right now, oh, God. As you bring her before me, Lord, meet her need like never before, oh, God. You see where she is. You see where she stands in need of. You say you'll never leave her nor forsake her. You will always get her to the end of the earth, oh, God. Touch her in her need. Oh, God, Pastor Furby, Lord, have your way, oh, God. Have your way, oh, God. Be a Pastor Majette, Lord. Oh, God, move like only you can in the name of Jesus. Have your way, oh, God. You are a great God. You are a faithful God. You say you never seen the righteous forsaken, neither seed begging bread, oh, God. Have your way like never before. Minister Jerry, oh God, meet her needs. Oh God, have your way. Those who are mourning tonight, comfort them. Let them feel your presence, Lord. Let them know you are that friend that's just closer than any brother, oh God. Let them know you are the God of all comforters. Lord, someone's in need of a healing. You said, Abo Shande. Have your way, oh God. Have your way. We draw closer to you. Oh God, keep us shielded, protected. Let the angel of the Lord encamp around about them that fear him. Will you give your angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways? The sense of coming to order by the Lord, he delights in his way, oh God. Therefore, no evil shall befall thee, no pleasure come nigh thy dwelling. Keep us covered, Abel Sunday. Oh God. Greater is he that is in me that is in us than he that is in the world. Oh, God, we praise you. We praise you, oh, God. This is your time. Have your way, oh, Lord. Mr. Merrill, God, meet his need, God, in the name of Jesus the Christ. Mm-hmm. Brother Aaron Abel Shande. Oh, God. Mr. Rob Abel Shasir. Hey, God. Oh, Jesus, we praise you. Louisa Abel Shande. Have your way, oh, God. In the name of Jesus the Christ, they that believe on you will not be put to shame. All around the globe, Lord. All around the globe. Your missionaries that are taking the gospel into continents, countries that are forbidden. Yay, both Sunday. Sunday, both Sunday. Oh, God, have your way. Oh, God, you don't want anyone to perish, but all come unto repentance. You said you're not going to come back to the gospel and preach to the whole world, Abel. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God, have your way. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Let the body of Christ come together in unity. No titles, no denomination, no name of a church, but Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God, we praise you. We magnify you. We edify you, oh, God. And, oh, Lord, the wealthy that are in the land, oh, God. You said it's you that give people the power to get wealth, not to hoard it for themselves or just for their family, but for the world, oh, God. God, you said the sinner man's wealth is laid up for the righteous, and the good man is here, able Sunday, God, able Sunday. God, have your way. The king's heart is in the hands of the Lord, and as rivers of water, he shall receive you will, Abel Sunday. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, say the Lord God. Abel Sunday. Oh, God, have your way, Lord. Have your way, oh, God. Power belongs to God. Power belongs to God. Power belongs to God, not man, God. Abel Sunday. Oh, God. Oh, God. The whole world, Lord. All those who are on the airwaves, God. All the believers that are on the airwaves, God. Not just one prayer, but we're all praying, God, because this is your hour of prayer. The leaders that are on the line, the Purpose Kingdom Network hosts are on the line, the believers are on the line, God, we come with one accord. We come in the spirit of unity. Let our faith touch your head, throne, and our faith touch your throne. Without faith, it's impossible to please you. God, our faith pleases you. Everything that we stand in need of, thy hand hath provided. As for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. We stand in faith, O God. Train up a child in the way that they should go. And when they all, they will not depart from the faith, God. We stand in unity. We stand in faith. We believe you, Lord. The sanctified wife will draw a sanctified husband. We believe it, oh, God. Hey, God, we believe it, Lord. We stand in faith, oh, God. You are God of healing. There's healing in your wings, oh, God. We believe that. We stand in faith, oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God, we praise you. God, open up doors that no man can shut. God, Abel Sunday. Oh, God, we praise you. We praise you, oh, God. not just Purpose Kingdom Network, God. Every platform on the airway, on the internet, on Facebook, every vessel, Lord, that give you honor, that give you all praise. Elevation comes from the Lord. God, this is your business. This is your Talevoshanda. We won't steal your glory. We know it's you, oh God. We are head, Voshande, oh God. Oh God, we praise you. God, we have it, Voshanda. Oh, God, we thank you for hearing our prayer. Those who are worrying will not worry anymore, oh, God. Those who need deeper faith, God, oh, God, it's in you that we live and move and have our being. We rest in you, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you for hearing our prayer. And, oh, God, as we sleep tonight, God, keep our home covered under the blood of Jesus. Keep our family members covered under the blood of Jesus. Not just our family, God, but every born-again believer's family under the blood of Jesus. Even the world, God, is still on the axis because of the blood of Jesus. Oh, God. God, we thank you. Oh, God, we praise you. And God, give us sweet dreams, Lord. You said in the last days, you pour your spirit upon all men. Your young men shall dream visions. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, oh God. And when we wake up tomorrow morning, God, whether it be in your presence or in God, a sleep and rest in you, or whether it be still on the side of the Jordan, God, whichever way you have for us as believers, God. God, we want your will to be done in our lives, Lord. We want to fulfill the call that you have in our lives, Lord. We want to fulfill destiny and purpose for our lives, oh God. So we yield. We wake up tomorrow morning, God, we yield. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. We're hearing our prayer. We lay everything on the altar tonight, oh God. Oh God, have your way, Lord. Oh God, we thank you. And Jesus' precious name, we give you all the glory, all of the honor, and all the praise. Every heart, say amen, amen, and amen. Thank you for tuning in tonight on Purpose Kingdom Network. We love you. God bless you. But God loves you more. Have a blessed night. And we hope you join us tomorrow night on Purpose Kingdom Network. Good night.
Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. I will not lose.
Step on the seat down, I will not lose.
I gotta admit it, I'm so